VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. sanctions on Iran. President Donald Trump signed an executive order targeting Iran's supreme leader, seeking to put additional pressure on the country's economy.
The supreme leader of Iran is one who ultimately is responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime.
The move comes amid rising concerns about a potential armed confrontation between the two nations. U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies. Iran did admit to shooting down a U.S. drone last week. Trump says this is a proportionate response for Iran's actions.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint. And that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future. But I felt that we want to give this a chance, give it a good chance.
Late last week, President Trump said he had canceled a retaliatory strike against several Iranian targets. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Ansem Nusiga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Migbaru Kebede, has also died. We have this full story on voanews.com. The 2026 Winter Olympic Games will be held in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. Milan beat Stockholm for the right to host the Games in 7 years' time after a vote by the International Olympic Committee. This is the second time in 20 years the Olympics will return to the Alpine country. This is VOA News. The opposition candidate for mayor of Istanbul celebrated a landmark win Sunday in a closely watched repeat election. The election also broke the long hold President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party had on leading Turkey's largest city. Ekrem İmamoğlu beat out Erdogan's hand-picked candidate by more than 700,000 votes. Explaining the party's loss, an analyst for Istanbul Economics Research said he believes the AKP did not sufficiently assure its voters it would improve the state of the Turkish economy.
We know that the economy was an important determinant of the March 31st elections, not only in Istanbul but across Turkey. And that continued to have an impact on the Istanbul rerun.
The analyst saying he believes individual support for Erdogan remains pretty solid. Clashes erupted in southern West Bank between Israeli security services and Palestinians Monday against the upcoming Peace to Prosperity workshop in Bahrain. The $50 billion U.S. dollar economic plan, published on Saturday, calls for massive infrastructure projects and job creation for Palestinians. However, the plan does not address the core issues of the conflict between Israel and Palestine, the contested holy city of Jerusalem, sought by both peoples as a capital, the fate of more than 5 million Palestinian refugees and their descendants, and the borders of a future Palestinian state. Here's one Palestinian protester.
Let us alone. Let us in peace. We make our future alone. We don't need your money. We don't need you.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians will have official representation at the two-day summit. The U.S. delegation is to be led by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging Hong Kong authorities to consult broadly before passing or amending an extradition bill or any other legislation as protests in the autonomous territory continue. Michelle Bachelet made this statement speaking at the opening of a three-week session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland. Hong Kong protesters blocked access to a Hong Kong government office building for about 2 hours Monday. They plan another demonstration Wednesday to raise awareness among leaders attending the G20 summit this week in Japan. Taiwan's second airline employee strike this year to date has impacted more than 25,000 passengers just before a peak travel season. We have that full story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits. All- all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.